Yes, good morning. It's Brother Arnold again. Praise the Lord for a new day. This morning I'd like to speak about professing our faith. Professing what we believe. Not being afraid to tell people about Jesus. Not being afraid to tell the world around us as it gets worse, waxes worse, and they continue to slide what we call the end times. Bible speaks about the end times will be there'll be a lot of wicked people around, and you can hear it all around you. But the one thing that really stands out to me in the gospel is Jesus' heart for the lost, and his desire that we would go out and confess him, that we would go out and witness about him, that we would go out and speak to people about his salvation. Not just let the people just go their own way thinking they're wicked. But one day me and you were also wicked as them, and one day me and you were also heading to eternity without any hope. And except some of you have come and talked to us about our souls, have come and talked to us about salvation, about what Jesus really did, and explained the way of salvation, me and you would be in the same shoes as most of the world. Like the famous preacher one time said, except for the grace of God, I would be a drunkard, I would be that drug addict. For the grace of God. So, and just to impress into our hearts the need to go out and to speak and not be afraid to speak about your faith. And maybe just simple speaking to your wife, maybe just simple speaking to your son or your daughter or your brother or your father or mother, but to do it in a gracious way, to speak about the things that Jesus has done. And then to make it even more interesting, Jesus has said some words that are very intriguing and very sobering. You find these in Matthew 10, starting in verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And if I could have a raise of hands, I know we would all raise our hands with this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Who would not want to have Jesus confessing us for our Father in heaven? And it says here that Jesus, if we confess him to men, then Jesus will confess us, bring us before our Father, and he will explain to us our situation. That I almost picture as a lawyer coming before a court saying, Judge, John is doing so and so, and can you give him more grace? Can you give him another blessing? Or, for the next verse, but whosoever should deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. There would be another, a little bit like a court hearing where it would be, John is not doing so and so. Father, do not give him that blessing. Do not give him that extra grace. He is walking the ways of the sinner because he's afraid of me. He's ashamed of me. Oh, to have a clear heart, have a clear testimony of the good things that God has done. I'm just going to close with read these two verses again. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Oh, with his blessed words. Now the words of that we should be agonizing or we're not out witnessing. But whosoever shall deny him before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. So do not be afraid to open your mouth and to confess the goodness of God, confess what Jesus has done, and to speak to the lost about their ways. God bless you and have a wonderful day.